Good morning, it's 6:19. With Sports News, I'm Jesse King. The National Baseball Hall of Fame says this summer's induction ceremony featuring Yankee great Derek Jeter has been postponed until July 25th, 2021 due to the coronavirus pandemic. Jeter, Marvin Miller, Ted Simmons, and Larry Walker will be inducted alongside next year's class instead. The decision does come as a blow to Cooperstown, New York, which was expecting an audience of over 70,000 people for Jeter's induction. Similarly, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says the summer season at Saratoga Racecourse is in jeopardy. The 40-day meet is scheduled to begin July 16th, but racing at New York Racing Association tracks has been halted since March 19th because of COVID-19.
Density is not our friend, right? Even when you talk about opening a venue, you look at some of the pictures of some of the states that are opening venues, 2 seats apart, 6 feet apart. You know, how do you do 6 feet apart at the racetrack? How do you do 6 feet apart at the state fair?
Average attendance at Saratoga Racecourse in 2019 was more than 27,000 people a day. In other news, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell has reduced his salary to zero to save the league money amid the pandemic. Goodell makes upward of $30 million a year from salaries and bonuses. Other NFL employees will also be taking pay cuts or furloughs, but Goodell says no employee's salary will be reduced below $100,000. And the NCAA Board of Governors says it supports a plan that gives athletes the ability to cash in on their names, images, and likenesses as never before, and without involvement from the association, schools, or conferences. The next step is for membership to draft legislation by October 30th, with a formal vote to be taken by schools at the next convention in January. I'm Jesse King.